The plane is hidden under an invisibility cloak with high-tech electronic weapon systems. Or it is secretly hiding in North Korea. Or, in the expert opinion of one Malaysian shaman, it has been hijacked by elves and is suspended in midair. Or, according to one of the most powerful media moguls on Earth, a man named Rupert Murdoch, world seems transfixed by 777 disappearance, maybe no crash but stolen, effectively hidden, perhaps in northern Pakistan, like bin Laden. Those are just some of the multitudes of conspiracy theories regarding the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Though new evidence would seem to point in a direction other than Pakistan or elves, changing the mind of conspiracy theorists is often very hard to do. As with the birthers who deny President Obama's citizenship, or the truthers who perpetuate the theory that the United States orchestrated the attacks on September 11th, these kinds of theories are unusually resistant to correction. As legal scholar and former Obama administration official Cass Sunstein writes in his new book, Conspiracy Theories and Other Dangerous Ideas, conspiracy theorists believe that the agents of the conspiracy have unusual powers, so that apparently contrary evidence can be seen as a product of the conspiracy itself.